Client ID, R-E-N-A-S-H, patient, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Renee, R-E-N-E. Patient date of birth, 8/31/1993. Provider, Kareen Castrol, that's C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment start time, 3/28/2024, 1 p.m. Appointment end time, 3/28/2024, 2 o'clock p.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. The patient is a 30-year-old, married, Caucasian female who lives in her own home with her wife, who presents with chief complaint of anxiety. She also reports a history of bipolar disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder. The patient stated she's had anxiety her entire life. She stated that she has social and generalized anxiety. Approximately 2 to 3 weeks ago, the patient had a sensation that she couldn't take a deep breath. She thought it was allergy related. She took allergy medications and felt worse. She stopped the medication and went to her primary care provider, who stated that it was probably allergy related. Basically, it couldn't be figured out for about 2 weeks. She went to the emergency room, was given a chest x-ray, was checked for an embolism, had EKG blood work, and it was deemed to be a panic attack. The patient stated that it's happened on and off on her way here and in the waiting room. She stated when she gets anxious, her heart rate fluctuates up to 150 beats per minute. At times, she can get nauseous, and she gets hot and flushed and experiences diarrhea. It is to the point that she is now hyper-focused on her breathing. As mentioned before, she has been anxious her whole life, particularly after her father committed suicide when the patient was 12 years old. She would miss school due to anxiety. Now, she ends up not being able to go to places at times. She'll buy concert tickets and not go because she gets anxious. During COVID, she had a very hard time due to the germs. She won't go somewhere if she's late. She'll end up just canceling. And she's also phobic of flying and crowds. Recent precipitant includes that the wife is going through a process of intrauterine insemination. She is finding out today if she is pregnant. The patient reports a history of bipolar disorder with onset in her 20s. She stated she's tried, quote, everything, unquote. She stated she experienced apathy, very severe weight gain. She was seeing a nurse practitioner named Matt at Island Psychiatry in Huntington, who wanted her on lithium, and she stated that she did not want to be on lithium. She chooses to rather monitor her own bipolar illness. She stated that she and her wife are well aware of the early warning signs, including increased energy and decreased need for sleep, at which point her wife takes away her credit cards and money, and they are in agreement over that. The patient stated that her previous nurse practitioner told her, quote, you live in a hypomanic state, unquote. The patient had two instances of hypomania. One time she spent $10,000 in 2 days. It only happened once in 10 years. She bought patio furniture, a porch swing, clothes, and shoes. She stated that her depressions are not very bad. Basically, what happens to her is she has these hypomanias or hyperthymic temperament that lasts for about 9 months. She'll get depressed for 1 month, and she will be euthymic for the other 2 months. At the present time, she presents as euthymic. When she's depressed, she tends to dissociate. She has no suicidal ideation, but had perceptual disturbances of envisioning herself hanging from the stairs. This may be in part due to trauma of her father hanging himself. She never has derealization or out-of-body experiences. She stated that the onset of her obsessive-compulsive disorder, as she calls it, occurred when her father died. She claims to have intrusive thoughts at times to drive the car off the road, but doesn't really want to drive the car off the road. She describes herself as a, quote, germaphobe, unquote. She won't shake hands. She uses a lot of hand sanitizer. She takes elderberry every day. Does not want to be sick with a virus under any circumstances. She will avoid people with colds. She does not really have any rituals or severe intrusive thoughts that interfere with her functioning. It is my feeling that she has more of an obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Family history. The father was an alcoholic. Alcoholic, cocaine user. She believes he was bipolar but was never diagnosed. He committed suicide by hanging when the patient was age 12. The mother is alive. The patient also believes that the mother is bipolar but is not diagnosed. The mother had a history of prescription opioid dependence. The patient's brother suffers from bipolar and panic disorder. He is currently on SSRIs and Xanax. He has had suicide attempts and violence. Her youngest sister has Down syndrome. Substance use. The patient tried marijuana when she was young. She didn't really care for it. She smoked cigarettes from the age of 14 until when COVID hit at 2020. She stopped on her own. Since August of this past year, she lost 65 pounds. She attributes a lot of this to stop not being on medications for bipolar disorder. She does not have an eating disorder, no food restriction, no bulimia, no binge eating. The patient drank alcohol in her early 20s, but does not drink alcohol at this time. Trauma history. The patient was traumatized by her father's hanging. She was told at age 12 that he hung himself. When she was 18, she ordered reports of his autopsy. She received pictures and a written report, which were traumatic for her. Her mother was physically abusive. One time the mother threw a broken metal broom at her, like a spear, which went into her back, requiring 42 sutures. They have been homeless multiple times in her childhood. She stated that her family life was, quote-unquote, trash. They moved every 6 months. The mother also abused her emotionally. She basically was a parentified child. she raised her younger siblings. Medical history. The patient has asthma, seasonal allergies, and back pain. She has IBS C and D. She had COVID twice, once in 2020 and once in 2022. She is currently on albuterol, metered dose inhaler, as needed. She is on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams every other week. Her primary care physician is Dr. Mohammed Hussein in Amityville. Surgical, the patient had surgery for repair of a pyloric stenosis at 6 months old. She is allergic to penicillin. She had anaphylaxis. She's also allergic to raspberries, pollen, dust, corn, dogs, and cats. Social, the patient has been with her wife since 2020. They married in October of 2023. The marriage is very good. They are in the process of trying to have a baby with intrauterine insemination from a sperm donor. The patient works for a Progressive Insurance Company. She runs Nassau County Body Shops. She also ran a body shop in the past and worked for Geico. She's a high school graduate. She went to 2 years of medical assistant training but couldn't afford the externship, so she had to stop. The patient owns her own house. Her sister and sister's boyfriend, as well as 2.5-year-old niece, live in the basement apartment below them. Developmental, the patient reports that she met her developmental milestones early. She excelled in school. She was in National Junior Honor Society. She was an all-county singer, played soccer, but had a horrible upbringing, period. Diagnosis. Bipolar 1 disorder, current or most recent episode hypomanic. Panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder. Plan. Patient refuses treatment of bipolar disorder. SSRI for anxiety disorder could trigger mania. Will prescribe lorazepam 0.5 milligrams, PO, BID, PRN.